Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on my social media channels, and find the podcast, of course, at fmr.co.za. I've been talking in recent weeks about new makes and new models, and there's so many new cars on the market, but this is a new one. This is an old car that's come back. Tata is back in the country, and I have been lucky enough to test its base model, which is the Tata Tiago 1.2 manual transmission. And in South Africa, you're going to find that the manual transmission is available in two versions, which is 184,900 or 224,900, which changes the spec level between MT and XT. I got the well-specced XT, which I think is probably worth the extra 30 or 40,000 rand. Both of the, well, all the models across the line come with the 63 kilowatt three-cylinder engine, which puts out 113 newton meters of torque. But the manual five-speed box is a pleasure to use. There is a slightly higher priced AMT, so that's sort of an automatic manual. So it is still a manual gearbox technically, but the computer does the shifting and clutching for you. And in the higher spec, you get a decently sized screen with CarPlay and Android Auto and reversing cameras and multifunction steering wheels and a very nice little hill hold assist, which is actually one of the better ones I've had. The Tiago, it does have some decent safety rating, 4 stars from the global NCAP, and it's really got all the most basic features you want. Is it a luxury car? No, it isn't. It's cheap and cheerful. It's nicely designed. It's comfortable to use every day. Yes, there are bolts that show, like the seat mountings, not covered in plastic, and the rear parcel shelf doesn't lift up with a little piece of string. But these are things that I think a buyer in the segment can put up with. For a car that has nice VUMA, it's got a very flat torque curve, which means as the revs go higher, it does go faster, but it mostly makes a little bit more noise. But it is cheerful to drive. I really have absolutely no complaints. The suspension is ample in this category. Having the CarPlay, which isn't wireless, is a bonus. And the thing just works. And one of the great things about the car is, in fact, the fuel economy. And in my heavy-footed driving, I had that lovely little motor returning at 6 liters per 100 kilometers, which is admirable for this category. At around 224,000 Rand, and certainly at the 184,000 for the lower spec one, it is an absolute bargain in South Africa and quite a lot of car for the money. And I have the Tata Tiago 1.2 XT AMT on my recommended list. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week. It's been David Dondi. This is one of the earliest reviews on this Tata. They've just come back. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDondi on social media channels. That's, of course, DavidDondi, and the podcast at fmr.co.za.